nationalized defense and to speak about the indigenous peoples in Brazil. I would like to emphasize the importance of enhancing the participation of indigenous peoples as they work to preserve their connections to ancestral lands, cultural traditions, languages, and governance systems. This is embodied in the Latin American indigenous philosophy of bem viver, good living, which reflects a holistic approach to living in harmony with nature. Additionally, I highlight their contributions to environmental sustainability are especially crucial in the context of the ongoing climate crisis. As we face increasingly severe environmental disasters, indigenous communities offer valuable knowledge through their sustainable practices and respect for nature. Amplifying their voices, protecting their rights, and preserving their lands are among the most effective ways to combat climate change. This makes the presence of indigenous representatives, including those from Brazil, in international spaces like the Human Rights Council essential. Their participation in mechanisms such as the Universal Periodical Review, the UPR, not only strengthens their struggles at home, but also contributes to the global solutions. However, for their knowledge to be fully integrated into the discussions, we must ensure that accreditation processes are accessible and fair. Often, complex bureaucracy, high costs, and language barriers limit their access to international forums. It is crucial to make this process more inclusive, ensuring that all the members of indigenous peoples can participate fully. The Global Human Rights Defense reaffirms its commitment to support the expansion of the participation of indigenous peoples and believe that by amplifying indigenous voices, we are also strengthening a more just and sustainable future for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll turn to the list of speakers for indigenous peoples.